Exit the game complete buying guide where to start difficulty hints and the best boxes. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Start with Exit, the House of Riddles. If your group is new to escape room games, move to the Forgotten Island when everyone understands the decoder disc language. Plan for one main playthrough, because Exit games often require folding, cutting or writing on components. Use clue cards early enough to preserve momentum. The first hint confirms what puzzle you should be solving, the second narrows the method, and the solution should prevent an evening from collapsing, not shame the table. Exit's best magic is physical. The moment a printed object stops being packaging and becomes a tool. Its worst night is an hour spent refusing a hint because everyone wants to earn the next envelope. Yumi reviewed Cosmos's current line and Puzzlewick's existing escape room comparisons to create a spoiler-free buyer path, a first night ritual, and a sane relationship with scissors. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which Exit game should beginners buy first? The House of Riddles is the safest first purchase because its beginner rating introduces the decoder disc, clue deck, and physical manipulation without assuming an escape room vocabulary. The Forgotten Island is an excellent next step for a group ready for intermediate puzzles and a more adventurous arc. Do not choose by box art alone. Check the difficulty icon, estimated duration, and whether the theme suits everyone. Exit boxes are largely self-contained. They are not expansions that require a base game. A group can begin almost anywhere, but a hard first box can teach the false lesson that Exit is merely opaque. How does Exit, the game, work? Open the box only when the group is ready. The materials begin with a decoder disc, riddle cards, answer cards, help cards, booklets or strange objects, and game-specific components. Solve a puzzle to derive a code. Enter that code on the decoder and draw the indicated answer card. A wrong card sends you back, a correct card identifies the next material to reveal. Do not sort every card or inspect backs in advance. Exit deliberately uses folding, writing, cutting, and unusual object manipulation. One player should manage card numbers while another keeps a visible pile of discovered clues. The box is generally a one-time experience because components may be altered, though careful groups can sometimes protect materials with copies and sleeves. Are Exit games replayable? Usually only in the limited sense that a second group can play if the first group preserved or replaced every altered component and forgot the solutions. The intended experience is a one-time shared event. That makes the price closer to movie tickets or an escape room reservation than to an endlessly replayable card game. If replay and lending matter, look at app-supported unlock or card-only deckscape titles, which often avoid destructive manipulation. If tactile surprise matters most, Exit's one-shot nature is precisely what lets the box ask you to do alarming things with paper. When should you use a hint? Each puzzle's help deck normally escalates from a first hint that confirms which materials belong to the puzzle, to a second hint that points toward the mechanism, to a solution. Use the first hint after the group has inventoried every relevant symbol and tried at least two distinct interpretations. A hint is pacing, not failure. 10 silent minutes spent repeating the same theory is not superior to taking the first hint and preserving the night. Assign one player to ask, "Do we know what every visible mark is doing?" Before escalating, how do you host the first exit night? Choose 2 to 4 players, clear a table, provide pencils, eraser, scrap paper, scissors, good light, and a timer visible only if the group finds time motivating. Put drinks on a side table because puzzle components migrate. Read the opening text aloud, then give everyone a minute to inspect before theories begin. Assign no permanent, smart person role. Rotate who handles the decoder and who records symbols. When one player sees a connection, ask them to describe the evidence before touching components. Escape games are more satisfying when discoveries become shared understanding instead of private performance. What are the most common first game mistakes? Players overlook the box interior. Assume every printed mark is decorative or combine unrelated objects because they are desperate. They also open materials early, which pollutes the information set and can spoil the sequence. Another mistake is treating the decoder output as proof of the exact reasoning. A correct code reached accidentally can still make later steps confusing. Inventory what is currently legal, describe visible patterns, and test reversible ideas before destructive ones. When cutting or folding appears likely, look for explicit permission from the puzzle language. Exit is mischievous, but it is not asking you to randomly shred the room. Exit versus unlock versus deckscape, which system fits? Exit is best for tactile transformation and a physical one-night event. Unlock uses an app for timing machines, hints, and audio, and is generally easier to reset. Deckscape is the most portable card-driven option with minimal technology. All three can produce excellent puzzles, their relationship to objects differs. Buy Exit when scissors and discovery sound magical. Buy Unlock when replayability, lending, and app-enhanced effects matter. Buy Deckscape for a smaller travel footprint. PuzzleWiki's full comparison is linked below so this guide can stay focused on entering Exit well. How do you progress after the first box? After House of Riddles, choose an intermediate theme the whole group likes rather than jumping straight to the highest difficulty. The Forgotten Island is a strong bridge. Keep a small record of title, official difficulty, group size, hints used, and favorite puzzle type. That reveals whether your table prefers observation, spatial manipulation, ciphers, or story. Alternate systems occasionally. An unlock scenario can reset habits, exit thought, and vice versa. The goal is not conquering every box in order. It is finding the next door that makes everyone clear the table voluntarily. How do you preserve the pleasure of discovery without spoiling yourself? Do not search a title with puzzle-specific terms before playing. Image results and forum snippets can reveal mechanisms immediately. Read only difficulty, player count, duration, and broad theme. During play, keep solved materials in one area and unsolved legal materials in another. When a code succeeds, pause long enough for everyone to understand why before opening the next object. If using accessibility copies to avoid cutting originals, prepare them before the night and label them clearly so the workaround does not become its own puzzle. Photograph the final table only after finishing. A good exit memory is not the solution list. It is the sequence of expressions when the group discovers what an ordinary object was secretly for. Yumi's rule is to protect that moment more fiercely than the cardboard. What should you buy for a second exit night? Choose a different puzzle texture, not simply a higher difficulty number. If House of Riddles delighted the group through observation, select a box known for physical manipulation. If the decoder and ciphers were the highlight, choose a mystery with denser symbol work. If one player dominated, keep the difficulty stable and change hosting habits so materials circulate. Do not stockpile 10 boxes after one successful evening. Themes and puzzle styles vary, and the one-shot format rewards anticipation. Buy the next title when a date is on the calendar, then keep it sealed. That tiny ritual, the unopened case waiting while the same people return, is more useful than a shelf of theoretical escapes. Final verdict. Start with House of Riddles, put scissors on the table without fear, and treat the hint deck as pacing rather than punishment. Exit's one-shot nature buys physical surprises that resettable systems cannot always risk. The best score is not zero clues. It is the moment the final mechanism makes the whole table understand why every strange scrap was there. Frequently asked questions. Which exit game should I start with? The House of Riddles is the safest beginner recommendation. Do exit games get destroyed? Many ask players to write, fold, or cut components, so plan for one intended playthrough unless using careful copies. How many players are best? 2 to 4 is ideal for giving everyone access to clues without crowding a table. When should we take a hint? After 10 to 15 minutes without a new theory, or sooner when the group cannot identify the current puzzle materials. Can an exit game be replayed? Most boxes are designed for one primary playthrough because writing, folding, or cutting can be part of the solution. Is a harder exit box always better? Number choose difficulty to protect the group's momentum. A shared breakthrough in a beginner box is better than 2 hours of stalled pride.